More than 100,000 refugees have fled conflict in Sudan's war-torn border states to the newly independent south since June, just weeks before the country split. But having escaped violence and aerial bombardment, refugees now find themselves in another precarious situation in South Sudan camps with food and water shortages. In a dried-up watering hole that has now become a bowl of cracked, springy clay, women submerged in small pits spend hours each day scooping up dirty water. 19-year-old Makta Dokoweka says her family fled here 2 months ago when the bombs fell on her village of Kukur in Sudan's Blue Nile state. Her husband is one of the rebel soldiers that Sudan President Omar al-Bashir has been fighting in Blue Nile since September, after conflict spread in June from neighbouring South Kordofan. Since then, no aid has been allowed into these states. Harvests have failed and roads have largely been cut off. These refugees are now relying on international charities in South Sudan for survival. Speaking through a translator, Weka says she and her mother spend 3 hours at this watering hole, digging in the sludge to fill one jerry can with greyish water.
We know that this water is not good, but it's because we don't have water there. We used to make lines there and fetch water from the tap, but now, 2 days, we don't have water, and that's why all of us shifted here.
At bustling water points, squabbles and scuffles often break out between women often waiting days in 45-degree heat for water trucks to come and fill the lines of containers snaking along the cracked earth. A man with a whip and another with a pad and pen are in charge of trying to maintain order. But as the sun sets on Jamam and dejected women gather up their empty jerrycans and buckets, tensions will only mount tomorrow. Daudi Makamba, a water expert for the international charity Oxfam, says the organisation is struggling to provide enough water for more than 35,000 people in the camp because wells have collapsed and water-carrying trucks cannot keep up with demand.
For the moment, we have an average of 5 to 6 litres per person per day. For survival, it's from 3 litres up to 7 litres. But for basic water needs like drinking, bathing and washing, we need at least to have from 7.5 up to 15 litres per person per day.
Makamba fears the agency will fall further behind if there is another large influx of people. Some estimate that up to 80,000 refugees could arrive when the rains start in late April and food stocks across the border run out. Sheikh Osman Al-Amin, a 43-year-old farmer from Bao County, says he fled bomber planes in Blue Nile 3 months ago. He says life has become very difficult in Blue Nile because there is not even a market or anywhere to go and buy things to eat. If you can go and scavenge sorghum inside the houses of people who left, then fine, he says, but there is not even any salt left. Sitting on a mat outside a makeshift shelter made of plastic sheeting, Al-Amin says that even now the refugees are not settled. Within weeks, most of this floodplain site will be a mud bath, and complaints about the lack of food and water will increase as roads to this barren haven are also submerged. Oxfam is appealing for help in trying to resolve supply problems now. It says it will be 3 times more expensive when the rains come and everything will have to be flown in, and drilling boreholes will be even more difficult. A Bao County chief, Al-Nur Abu Dik Said, says President al-Bashir wants to rid Blue Nile of black people by bombing them and doubts that any peace will come soon to allow people back. This is Hannah McNeish for VOA in Jamam, Upper Nile State, South Sudan.